नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text 27 and 28. Which one is on the board? 27. Abhaksha kati chinmasan kati chidvayu bhojana aradhyan mantram imam अव्यस्यन्त इदस्पतिम् अभक्षा कतिचिन्मासन् कतिचिद्वायुभोजना आराध्यन् मन्थरम् इमम् अव्यस्यन्त इदस्पतिम् अभक्षा कतिचिन्मासन् कतिचिद् वायु भोजना आराध्यन् मन्त्रमिमम् अभ्यस्यन्त इदास्पतिम् Matajis, please. Abhaksha. Drinking only water. Katichit maso, for some months. Katichit, for some. Vayu bhojana, merely breathing or eating air. Aradhyan, worshipped. Mantram, mantram imam. This mantra, which is non-different from Narayana. Abhyasyanta, practicing. Ida Patim, the master of all mantras, Lord Vishnu. So there is the text 28. So I'll just chant that myself and then we'll continue with the word for word. Om namo narayanaya purushaya mahatmane visuddha sattva dishnaya mahahamsaya dhimahi. So continuing with the word for word translation. Om, O Lord, namaha, respectful obeisances, narayanaya, unto Lord Narayana. Purusaya, the Supreme Person. Mahatmane, the exalted super soul. Visuddha Sattva Dishnaya, who is always situated in the transcendental abode. Mahahamsaya, the great swan personality of Godhead. The great swan-like personality of Godhead. Dhimahi, we always offer. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. For a few months, the sons of Prajapati, Daksha, drank only water and ate only air. Thus, undergoing austerities, they recited this mantra. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in His transcendental abode. Since He is the Supreme Person, Paramahamsa, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Him. Purport. From these verses, it is apparent that the chanting of the Maha Mantra or the Vedic mantras must be accompanied by severe austerities. In Kali Yuga, people cannot undergo severe austerities like those mentioned herein, drinking only water and eating only air for many months. One cannot imitate such a process, but at least one must undergo some austerity by giving up four unwanted principles, namely illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. Anyone can easily practice this tapasya, and then the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will be effective without delay. One should not give up the process of austerity. If possible, one should bathe in the waters of Ganges or Yamuna. Or in the absence of the Ganges and Yamuna, one may bathe in the water of the sea. This is an item of austerity. Our Krishna consciousness movement has therefore established two very large centers, one in Vrindavan and another in Mayapur, Navadvip. There one may bathe in the Ganges or Yamuna, chant the Hare Krishna mantra and thus become perfect and return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we can see that these are not ordinary personalities. They were actually sons of Daksha. Narada Muni is talking to them. And Daksha is not an ordinary person. Daksha had personal darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And undoubtedly these personalities are very wealthy. But that does not mean they're running around the palace like, you know, spoiled brats doing whatever they like. No, everybody was sent in the Vedic times to Gurukula. No matter who you are, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when Krishna appeared, he had to go and serve Sandipani Muni. So this is the position. When they were actually asked to, create progeny, Prajapati Daksha asked his second set of sons, the 1,000 sons, what did they do? What would we do if we were asked to create progeny in Kali Yuga? We'd probably like go night clubbing or something. You know, like John Lennon said, most kids these days, they're born over a bottle of whiskey on a Saturday night. So, but you can see these sons of Prajapati Daksha, they went and they were performing severe austerities and penances. And this way, they were purifying their existence. And it's explained that Narada Muni approached them. Just like, you know, a preacher, a devotee is going to do outreach work wherever the situation is favorable. Just like, you know, we're excited, there is an opportunity to give presentations in USC or UCLA or IIT or something like this. Because we want, you know, intelligent people to take to Krishna consciousness. So it is explained that Narada Muni actually was, you know, as a Vaishnava, is always looking for opportunity to help people. So when he came across these devotees, sons of Prajapati Daksha, not devotees yet, but he approached them. And out of compassion, the whole theme of the Srimad Bhagavatam is pure compassion, but nothing else. Even when we're reading the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the hell and, you know, all these sufferings are described, that is also pure compassion of Krishna coming through his devotees. So we may say, what kind of compassion is that you're approaching some highly qualified personalities like these sons of Prajapati Daksha, who are already like, you know, purifying their existence by doing severe austerities and chanting the names of Narayana. They were not even worshipping the demigods. But still, the point is that they were not approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead with pure love. Therefore, Narada Muni was feeling compassion for them. There is this famous verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Svanustita Pumsam Visvakshena Katasuya Notpadayet Yatimrati Srama Evai Kevalam. Anything, any activity, doesn't matter what it is, if it's not going to awaken our pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then it says Srama Evai Kevalam. It's simply only a labor. So therefore, Narada Muni was actually feeling compassion. It's explained that when Srila Prabhupada was coming to the United States, when he saw some wealthy business person, you know, he was playing golf, Prabhupada actually cried. And you, like ordinary persons, would be puzzled. It's like, why would somebody cry? Because this is like the perfection of life. You know, you worked all life, you have millions of dollars in your bank account, and you're retired, and you want to play golf. Like, everybody's dreaming to come to that stage. But Srila Prabhupada was seeing that this person is, you know, worked hard all life, so again he's working hard to put a ball in a hole. And he's missing out on the point of life, the goal of human form of life, which is to re-establish our lost relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's also explained, we can read in the Jaladuta, what Prabhupada wrote. Prabhupada's asking Krishna, why are you bringing me to this horrible place? I think he's the first Indian to call United States of America a horrible place. Everybody else worships this place. But Prabhupada said, why are you bringing me here, Krishna, to this horrible place, which is simply filled with the modes of passion and ignorance, where everybody is thinking falsely that they're completely satisfied and happy? You must have a higher, bigger plan, Krishna. Otherwise, why are you bringing me here? Prabhupada is talking about modes of passion and ignorance. Last night I was listening to this talk by my spiritual master, Devamrita Maharaj. It was very interesting. I was searching the list of lectures and it caught my attention. It was, the name of this lecture was The Pub of Material Existence. So I said, wow, that sounds very interesting. Let's see what he says. So I started listening. He says, we all come to this pub of material existence. And just like when you go to the pub, you get like a cocktail. It looks very attractive from a distance. You know, they have this fancy glass and they mix like, you know, pink and yellow and white and, you know, this like... And then he was comparing this, you know, cocktail to be the modes of material nature. Mode of ignorance, passion, goodness. And then we don't understand, we're just attracted by the looks and the colors. And also they put a little cherry on top or a piece of lemon. So we're just attracted to this taste of the cherry or the lemon. But we don't understand, it's like the modes of material nature, he was explaining how it's so poisonous. It's pure suffering. But just to make us forget, just like there is a cherry, similarly material energy gives us a little bit of happiness. So we don't want to give up this material existence. Maya just gives us just enough so we continue this material existence. So this is the position. So these great souls are feeling compassion, like Narada Muni. Narada Muni saw these sons of Prajapati Daksha who are engaged in like laborious activity, but they're not understanding the goal. So Narada Muni approached them and they were very cultured and very pious people. So Narada Muni basically said, why don't you just follow what your brothers, your senior, your elder brothers did? Because Narada Muni already delivered one set of 10,000 sons of Daksha. And these people were like so pious and cultured. It says just like if dry grass can catch fire just like that. Similarly, these sons of Prajapati Dakshas, they were meditating in a holy place, Narayana Sara. Narayana Saras. It's a very holy place. And they were chanting the names of the Supreme Personality of God in Narayana. And as soon as they came in contact with the association of a pure devotee, their bhakti just got ignited just like that. It was not hard work. Narada Muni told him, like, why don't you follow in the footsteps of your brothers who are, you know, liberated souls who took to the path of Krishna consciousness. And immediately they agreed. Mahajanayena gatasya panta, you're supposed to follow the example of the seniors. But nowadays everything is so topsy-turvy. Everybody is confused and losing the culture. It's like somebody forwarded this clip of what it's like these days of arranged marriage in India. It's hilarious to see how they call this arranged marriage and they're very proudly advertising. In India, still 95% are arranged marriage and there's only 5% divorce. Watch how they meet each other. And the girl and boy are meeting and the girl is saying, why don't we just ask 20 questions to each other and then by this time we will figure out if we match or not. And one amazing thing was... the boy is asking the girl, do you have any addictions? She says, no, but occasionally I smoke cigarettes when I go to a party or something. This is like an Indian girl with the bindi and stuff. And then the boy is like, oh boy, I wish my mom was here. And she goes, why? She would object to me smoking occasionally? And he says, no, she also smokes. She'll be very proud of you. So she was like talking like this and she asks him, do you have any addictions? Nah, occasionally watch some pornography, but after marriage I'll give it up. They're like trying to be very open about it and, you know, discussing. So this is the kind of examples we have nowadays, even in cultured society. This is the things that we look forward to. And what to speak of like severe austerities, like Savas Prabhu gave an amazing class. He, He didn't leave any stones unturned. He mentioned how people were working so hard for no reason, simply labor. And Prabhupada is saying, the austerity is so important, one should not give it up. If we don't have Ganga or Yamuna, Prabhupada says, at least we should go to the ocean and bathe. People are already doing that in Venice Beach, right? People are already bathing in the ocean, surfing day and night. They just don't have the mantra. Or even bathing is becoming so difficult. I saw this advertisement in Santa Monica on Harinam. They say like, it takes about 35 liters of water when you bathe. So what a waste of energy. So they say like, why don't you bathe every other day? Or bathe with a friend, they say. I was amazed. I was like, wow, this is really like Bhagavatam in action. We have not even like, you know, we're only 5,000 years into it. But Kali Yuga is so prominent. It's already happening. People cannot afford even to bathe. We become so like poor. Or to speak of austerities, manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadrutaha, kalena alpa isa sabya kalau asmin yugejana. The qualifications of people of Kali Yuga are listed immediately. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you open the first chapter, it's immediately there. What kind of personalities that the sages of Naimisaranya are dealing with is mentioned. So therefore, the devotees of the Lord are feeling compassion. Compassion to anyone. Even if you're Brahman realized, still the Vaishnavas feel compassion for you. Even if you Paramatma realized, still they feel compassion for you and they want to help you. Because the nature of the soul, we are designed actually to give service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. So as long as we don't have that, as long as we are not in that position of serving Sri Krishna directly, Bhagavan realization with love and devotion, that means we are in diseased condition. That means we are not happy, we are not properly situated. It says that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he actually, there was one of his disciples, he was going to get married that morning. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually went to the marriage ceremony and brought the boy back to the math and gave him sannyas. Of course, we all know like he's not an ordinary fool that he did something like that. No. He's the one who talked the most about Yukta Vairagya. He knew that, you know, marriage is nothing wrong if you're going to serve Krishna together. But still, if he saw that this person could be doing, you know, helping thousands of people, but then he's settling down for something and he's going to dive into Maya, then he went to the marriage ceremony and brought the boy back. And that person's name was Sadhuji Maharaj. And he's writing so many beautiful poems about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, glorifying him. In the same mood as Narada Muni. Narada Muni just went to Prajapati Daksha's sons and liberated them. Because these Vaishnavas, they're not ordinary personalities. They can actually see something higher, something greater, potential in everyone. And they want the best for everyone. It's like this pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Talks about Vasudev Dutt. He was begging Lord Chaitanya to transfer the karma of every conditioned soul so that they can attain Krishna consciousness and he can suffer for all their shortcomings, for millions of, you know, creation. And he was not just praying for you know, the people that they believed in him. No, he was praying for the liberations of everyone. Bats, rats, cockroach, every soul. Every soul he was praying for. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so moved with his devotion. He said, you're such an amazing devotee. You don't have to suffer, but just because you desire, Krishna will fulfill your desire and liberate all these people that you're praying for. Same thing, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami, when he was writing that famous Vyasa Puja offering, he was saying to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I wish I can tell you that everything is okay. But unfortunately, wherever I go, I'm seeing that people are suffering. He was actually saying that people are actually suffering more in Krishna consciousness than they were suffering before. Because your intelligence knows too much, and then when you're not able to follow, it's pure suffering. So he is saying, I'm going wherever I'm going, I can see that, you know, the guru kulis, the devotees in general, everybody is suffering. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was praying for all of our liberation, and he can take upon himself the karma of all the devotees. And sure enough, you know, he got riddled with cancer soon after that Vyasa Puja offering was published. So this is the mood of the Vaishnava, that they're very compassionate all the time. How to liberate the fallen conditioned souls, or even if people are in the path of self-realization, but they're not directly Krishna conscious, Bhagavan conscious, still they feel compassion. And it's very easily done in Kali Yuga, just like I was listening to a lecture by Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, Kali Yuga is like a body full of infection. Imagine, picture a body, somebody with like, full of like, some kind of skin disease. You take a little ointment and you can rub in one place, but what is that gonna do? They need to be soaked, Prabhupada says, in ointment, dipped. Because it's like, similarly Kali Yuga is, you know, full of faults. If I'm gonna find, Prabhupada said, if I'm gonna find fault with you, you find fault with me. We will be so busy all day long. It's never ending. So Prabhupada says the ointment in Kali Yuga for this disease, skin disease, Prabhupada says, is this holy name. We have to immerse ourselves all the time. This is the only protection. Otherwise, Kali Yuga, material energy is so powerful. We will be devoured. A devotee is always on guard. Because we don't want to go back to where we come from. We have to protect, we have to guard what has been given to us. Otherwise, the skin disease can come back. Prabhupada also called this bodily conception of life as skin disease. It's so amazing. Whatever Prabhupada said 40 years ago, you can see it in action even today. It's like they were showing this video clip of this couple in Chernobyl where this nuclear disaster happened a few years ago. And there was this couple right after this nuclear disaster, they moved right back into that zone and started living there. And they've been living there for like, you know, 30 years or something. How long ago was that? Huh? 86. So they've been living there since 86. And the reporters are approaching like, why are you living here? It's like everybody knows this is the worst place to live. They said we would rather die here than to be happy somewhere else. And there's nothing growing there, there's nothing there. It's just like so attached to the place where they were living. Bodily conception. Prabhupada says just like this astronaut when he was flying to the space, he was looking down, where is Moscow, you know. He wanted to see his birthplace. So this is all we have, unfortunately, in Kali Yuga. What to speak of all the things we're reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Every basic necessity of life is not available. No clean water. Water costs more than milk. There's no pure milk. They're adulterating it more and more every year. even injecting the human hormones of the ladies into the cows. And they're doing an experiment. No clean air, there's no brahmanas, there's no scriptures. Nobody reads any scriptures, there's no guidance, no brahmanical guidance, there's no milk. It's all come down to plastic. Prabhupada says at least in the older days, the people would eat at least in the metal. Even if you cannot afford gold or silver, you will at least eat in some kind of metal plate. But now we are so advanced, everything is plastic. So this is the position. We are in a very unfortunate situation, but it says the saints and sages worship Kali Yuga because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is available. Just by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra seriously for a few years, we can achieve the perfection all these great personalities achieve by eating air and meditating for a long, long time, thousands of years of demigods. The same perfection of whatever was available in different yugas is available now just by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra seriously. And this has been given to us freely. It says that Prabhupada is given the best of the spiritual world to the worst of people. So we just have to take it seriously and apply these teachings. Then we can transcend all this craziness that's going on in the world. Like we were discussing in the Bhakti house yesterday, how everybody wants to be happy and everybody wants to help others, but nobody knows the formula. How to become happy and how to help. Nobody has a clue. But Prabhupada has given us the formula and we have the real thing. And by sharing this with others, we can actually help this world. Otherwise, we can see what is the alternative. The scientists are saying you need 5 earth planets. The way we are living, if we want to continue. It's wars everywhere, nuclear disasters. There is a scientist from New Zealand, she's saying that whatever happened in Chernobyl is nothing compared to what's happened now in Japan. Only one explosion was there in Chernobyl. Now we have 6 nuclear reactors have exploded in Japan. And she says that domino effect is going to destroy the whole planet. She's completely convinced. It's going to take thousands of years to become free from all these chemicals that's been disposed into the nature. It's coming to North America, as you know. And people, whatever they were using in the bombs, like to bomb Iraq, US was using a certain kind of chemicals. Now the doctors are telling the ladies in Iraq, don't have babies, because they're taking birth with one eye and no arm and no face and this. It's again and again, it's happening so much. So the doctors are begging the ladies, don't have children. And that kind of chemical, many thousands of times, is exploded in Japan. So this is the kind of world we're living in the name of search for happiness, and everybody want to be happy. So what we have is the real thing. Unless we take it seriously, like Christ said, if we had a mustard of faith, you can move mountains. By absorbing ourselves and whoever we can, we're not the supreme to liberate the whole world, but we can do our teeny bit like the spider in the Ramayana. And this way we can become very dear to the Supreme Personality of God and make our life successful. So anybody have any questions or comments, realizations? Thank you for your kind attention. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.